Title: Stretch Old School DNB DJ Intro with Jungle Swing and Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, in this lesson we're going to do something that sounds simple, but it's actually a high-level skill. We're taking an old school DJ style drum and bass intro, and we're stretching it out to a proper 32 to 64 bars, while keeping that authentic jungle swing. And the key focus is bassline continuity, because the classic problem is this. You extend the intro, the vibe starts strong and then it turns into a stiff 8-bar loop that just repeats. Or the opposite problem. You keep adding stuff until it's cluttered, and it stops beating DJ-friendly. We're going to thread the needle. Bars, mixable, but still constantly moving. We're working in Ableton Live 12, and we'll lean on warp modes, the groove pool, drum rack slicing, and then a really deliberate approach to bass timing, note length, and automation storytelling. First, set yourself up so the groove behaves. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 175 range. I'm going to aim at 172 BPM, because it tends to sit right in that classic rolling pocket. Set global quantization to 1 bar, because you're going to be making phrase edits, and you don't want to accidentally nudge something off-grid while you're arranging. Now create a few tracks. You want an audio track for your break, a drum rack track for top drums or ghost hits, 2 MIDI tracks for bass, 1 for sub, 1 for mid or res, then Atmos or pads, and an FX or stabs track, and set up 2 return tracks right now, because it changes how you think. Return A, dub delay, using echo. Return B, a big space verb. Hybrid reverb works great. Now, before you program anything, we need the truth of the swing. Old school jungle swing isn't a number. It's micro timing, velocity, and the way the break breathes, so the best move is. Extract groove from a real break. Drop an amen, think, whatever you like, onto the break track. Turn warp on. If you're just listening and extracting feel from the full audio, Complex Pro is fine. But if you care about punch and you're going to slice it, we'll switch to beats mode in a moment. Right-click that clip and choose extract groove. Then open your groove pool and find that extracted groove. Set bass to 1/16. For starting values, put timing around 35 to 55%. Velocity 10 to 25%, random around 5 to 12%. Here's what you're listening for. That second 16th note gets pushed late enough to feel like jungle, but not so late it sounds like it's dragging or falling over. If it feels sleepy, pull timing down. If it feels too polite, push it up. If you don't have a break to extract from, you can use classic MPC-ish swings like swing 16-57 or 16-59 as a starting point. But extracting from the actual break you're using is the cheat code, because then everything you build can lock to that same pocket. Now we're going to stretch the intro, but we're not going to loop it longer. We're going to build variation blocks. Think of a 64-bar intro as 4 chapters, bars 1 to 16, atmos and a filtered break, basically no full sub, bars 17 to 32, ghost drums start, and bass teaser phrases appear, bars 33 to 48, more drum density, bass starts doing call and response. Bars 49 to 64, pre-drop tension, filters, fills, reverse effects, and a little moment of absence before the drop. The rule that keeps this from getting boring is simple. Every 8 bars, change exactly one thing. One thing, not 5. That one thing could be hat density, a ghost snare placement, the last note of a bass phrase, a delay feedback throw for just 1 bar, a filter resonance bump, a tiny tape stop moment, just 1 noticeable evolution per phrase. Now let's get control of the break, because the break is your conductor. If your break has the right feel, it's way easier to make bass and ghosts feel legit. Here's the classic jungle method, beats warp and slice. Set the break's warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. If you want crisp cuts, turn transient loop mode off, and use small fades so you don't get clicks. Then right-click and slice to new MIDI track, using a built-in slicing preset. Now that break lives in a drum rack, which means you can rearrange hits, thin the pattern out for the intro and keep the original character. Program a 1 or 2 bar break pattern that's sparse. We're doing an intro, not the drop. Then in that MIDI clip, choose your extracted groove in the groove dropdown. Do not commit immediately. Live with it for a second, when it feels right. Then commit once, so you can edit freely without the groove fighting you. For processing, keep it simple and old school. EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 HC to remove rumble. If it's boxy, a small cut around 250 to 400. Auto filter next. Low pass mode. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB, and automate the cutoff through the intro so it reveals over time. then saturator, soft clip-on, drive 2-8 depending on how crunchy you want it. Optionally glue compressor. Slowish attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2:1, and you only want like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't about smashing, it's about it feels like one record. Now the bass. This is the whole point of the lesson. The bass should feel like it's already rolling, even when the drums are sparse. We're going to split the bass into a clean sub layer and a character mid layer. You get weight from the sub and conversation from the mid. And you keep your low end controllable. For the sub, use operator. Oscillator is a sign. If you want a hint of audibility, you can add a tiny harmonic with USK B 1 octave up, super low level, or skip it and handle audibility later with parallel harmonics. Optional pitch envelope, very small amount, like 5 to 15, decay 80 to 150 milliseconds, just to give the note a tiny bite at the front. Sub chain, EQ 8 low pass around 120 to 180 Hz depending on how wide your mid layer is. Then saturator with gentle drive, 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip-on. Then a compressor for sidechain if you need it. And here's a big mindset change. Don't automatically sidechain the sub like it's house music. In jungle, you often want continuity. Sidechain only as much as you need for clarity. Try attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. For MIDI programming in the intro, don't write the drop pattern. Write teasers. Short 8th notes, quarter notes, gaps, mostly roots. Then gradually evolve toward a rolling 8-note feel with intentional spaces. Now the mid-bass, your Reese or your talking layer. Use wavetable or analog. In wavetable, a basic saw works. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, keep the amount low. Filter LP24, a little drive. Add an LFO to filter cutoff at an 1/8 or quarter rate, subtle amount, just to give motion without turning it into wobble bass. Processing chain for mid-bass. Auto filter first. During the intro, use bandpass so it feels like radio bass, like you can hear the rhythm but not the full weight. Then saturator, drive 4 to 10 depending on how aggressive. Chorus ensemble very subtle, like 5 to 15%, but be careful, you do not want stereo chaos in the low mids. Then EQ 8 high pass around 120 to 180, so the sub owns the true low end, and a limiter just to catch spikes. Now we apply swing to the bass. But properly, put the same extracted groove on your bass MIDI clips. But don't use the same groove amount on everything. Sub timing should be subtle, like 15 to 30%. Too much swing on sub sounds drunk and late. Mid timing can be more, like 25 to 45%, because that's where the rhythm talks. And this is advanced, but it matters. Jungle feel isn't just timing, it's also note length. So here's a workflow that separates you from I used a groove preset producers. After you commit the groove on the bass clip, select all notes and shorten them by 5 to 20 milliseconds overall. This tightens the groove without undoing the timing. Then manually lengthen only a few notes that lead into the snare. Those notes lean into the backbeat. Everything else stays tighter. That push and pull is jungle. Also, listen to the break for holes. Not just swing amount, but where the break breathes. Often there's a little pocket right after a snare flam or before a hat rush. Put intentional bass gaps there. That's where you get groove without busyness. Next, the trick that glues all of this in a sparse intro, ghost drums. On your top drums or ghost's drum rack, add a tight hat, a rim or ghost snare, maybe a shaker. Program small pickups just before the main snare, like tiny 16th nudges that lead into 2 and 4. Apply the groove, and you can push this harder than the sub. Timing 40 to 60%, velocity 20 to 40, so it breathes. These ghosts make the bass feel like it's moving even if the main break is filtered and sparse. Now we're going to stretch the intro with automation storytelling. Because the whole game is, we want 64 bars where nobody hears an obvious loop. Start with drums. Automate the drum group auto filter cutoff to gradually open. Automate small increases in reverb send at phrase ends. Do a one bar high pass sweep right before section changes. That's a classic, and it works because it signals new chapter without adding new elements. On the mid bass, automate band pass to low pass behavior over time. For bars 1 to 16, keep it band passed somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz, moving a little. Bars 17 to 48, slowly widen and open. Bars 49 to 64, open briefly, then do a hard cut about half a bar before the drop. That hard cut is impact. On the returns, automate echo feedback for dub throws, but do it on single hits, like a stab or a snare fill, not on the full pattern. If you throw the whole beat into a dub delay, you lose your DJ clarity. Now let's lay down a concrete 64-bar plan you can copy. Bars 1 to 8, Atmos, vinyl noise, filtered break low pass, no bass. Bars 9 to 16, add band past mid bass stabs, one or two notes, and occasional dub throws. Bars 17 to 24, bring in sub on roots, short notes, ghost hats begin. Bars 25 to 32, introduce a two-bar bass motif, call and response, and open the break slightly. Bars 33 to 40, add more break slices, maybe an extra kick or hat, bass gets denser. Bars 41 to 48, a short fill every 8 bars, could beat a snare roll, reversed crash, or a 1-bar bass variation. Bars 49 to 56, tension chapter, high pass almost everything except Atmos, and keep just a bass tease. Bars 57 to 64, pre-drop, give it a half-time feeling for 4 bars if you want, then create a silence or impact moment into the drop. Here's an old-school trick that always hits. On bar 63, do a quick quarter-bar mute on drums and bass, and let the reverb tail hang. That micro-hole makes the drop feel bigger. A few advanced upgrades you can add if you want more identity without more clutter. One is a ghost bass layer. Duplicate your mid-bass MIDI, transpose it up an octave, make it low velocity, short notes, and high-pass it aggressively, like 300 to 500 Hz. Now it's rhythmic chatter, not mud. It reads as motion even when the main bass is filtered.